from Kentucky, she found another man. I can't even kiss her, can't even hold her hand. The loneliest love beneath is still up in the sky. Now I'm just a hot shot with a teardrop in my eye. Love and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Till my sophrony left me so lonely and now there's a teardrop in my eye. I used to let pretty girls from Maine, Alabama. Loved him very much at first, and I let him down. I've seen so many pretty eyes fill with bitter tears. Find a man, forget them, but now I have my fear. Love him and leave him, kiss him and grieve him. That used to be my motto so high. Till my sophrony left me so lonely. Now there's two up in my. Trying to do. What is it you can't hear out there? Manlin, get up there and hit it, Manlin. Hit it there. Not too close now. Just hit it. Can you hear that? Back up just a little bit, Manlin. Right there. Let him turn you up. Back up a little. No, don't need electric. Just back up and let him turn you up. Send back up, let him turn you up where the no, not right there. Right there. Okay. Now hit it. Can't hear it? Turn it up, Mike. Huh? Good in the monsters, but not out there. Can you hear it now, people? Can you hear it now? Okay. Cut up. I know you can hear that. He wasn't even on the stage, you can hear that. How about you, Banjo? Hear that? No. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Thank you. So nice. Thank you. Didn't mean to bore you for a few minutes. Mike? Man, you got a good sound out here. Give the sound man the people. Here's where I'm going to make a... Mac Wiseman was hired for Bill Monroe a year before I went down there. Then about a month or two, he got fired. And I'm going to hear where I made a flop for Mac Wiseman that made such a big hit on this song. And I put it in the album. And I just love Mac Wiseman singing. Kick me off, little one, and we'll let him hear it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to get this mic up out of my face because every time I hit my little guitar and move around there a bit, like Larry Sparks, it hits my guitar. I don't know what it is. I think I've got... Will that pick it up right there? How you going to move it? Move it out there like that? Okay. Okay. Do that again. Now it's better. Yeah. Okay. Now do it. Move it up just a little bit. Don't want to hog the show. Is that loud enough? Okay. Now don't do that. Let's see, what should we do? Marianne?
Yeah.
We're right there to do it. Get in there, kick off, Marianne, right there in the key, and we'll do that. A strain. A shirt for the Sunny Mountain Boys. Huh? Somebody said yeah. Well, since I broke a strain, it gives David the time to show out. I always let him play. And while he's putting on a strain, let me say this before I forget it. Ain't it great to be back with James Monroe again at Bean Blossom? Been so many years since I've been here. Such a nice stage. It's far, when I was here before, it's a little. And I want to ask you folks one thing, and I know you're listening at me. If you want to keep Bean Blossom, great. Just look what a shade and how it is. It's the prettiest bluegrass festival in the whole world and anywhere else in the United States. Thank you. And I know that I was talking to James when I was with Bill Monroe in 1949. I was 22 years old. James Monroe come down there on Saturday night how good he liked to hear me and his daddy sing. I didn't care nothing about going to movies, but he wanted to see a movie. Between shows, me and James Monroe would go over and look at the movie, and I'd tell him how I liked him so much, and that his daddy gave me a job of singing with him, that you don't know how much it made me feel as a little country boy with nothing. And Bill Monroe gave me a job and get whirl around if recording people would hire me and offer me a job when I was singing with him. Me and him would sit in the bus, just me and him and his guitar, my guitar and his mandolin, write songs like Uncle Penn, memories of mother and dad, words, I'd put in words when I could. Me and him would sit there and sing. You don't know how much that meant to me. It's so good. Tonight, it's so sad that Bill can't be here. And I'd like for y'all to give him a great big hand, that I love him so much. He's the greatest thing that ever happened to Jimmy Martin. Bill Monroe. And the way, thank you, and the way to keep this park up is you folks tell James who you like to see here. And tell your friend, well, Jimmy Martin, that's all right. I appreciate that. I didn't ask you for that. But Osmond Brothers and Ralph Stanley is great people, country gentlemen. But he can only keep the place open if you come and bring somebody and support it. Remember that. If you love bluegrass music, always help this park, Bean Blossom, stay open. Like Sunset Park and a lot of parks that I played is closed. And this park is one of the best unmuddy and bluegrass park in the whole world that you can come and enjoy bluegrass music. Will you promise me that you will support Bill Monroe's son, James Monroe, and always help Bean Blossom to never be without a bluegrass festival? Let me hear you. Thank you. I'm not up here to beg anybody or con anybody, but if you love bluegrass and country music, this is where it should be, one of the biggest bluegrass festivals twice a year in the whole world. And I mean that.
You keep coming then.
I'll keep coming. Well, heck yeah, I'll keep coming as long as you folks do.
I will be here.
Okay. Yeah, but only about 40 or 50 of you said you'd be here, but it takes more than that to keep this park open, I tell you.
Don't worry about that.
It's a lot. Look here. It's less than that, maybe. I know they say, well, Jimmy Martin's running his mouth, but... it takes a lot, not just playing the artist, to pay the people that helps. It takes a lot to put on a bluegrass festival. I've had a lot of people say, we want to name it Jimmy Martin's Bluegrass Festival. I said, no, I'm not a promoter. I'm only an entertainer. That people, there's a lot of people says they don't like the way I do. Well, let them like somebody else. But I love every one of you, and I hope I'm doing something to make you happy. But I'm going to do something tonight. I'm going to do something tonight. When I was a little boy, I listened to this song. To me, it's a great song, and nobody can ever beat Bill Monroe in Jimmy Martin's ear singing any song that he sung. I'll tell you that right now. And here's one I've got in the album up there. I want you to listen to that, and I'm going to sing my best. Bill always said, Jimmy, I love your voice because you're between me and Charlie. I love to sing with you. Kick me off on the roads of old Kentucky, and I'm going to try. Yeah. This is for you, James. You bloom for me in a little village in a cave. Be another. I'll never care. Kentucky. How was the blue map year ago? Oh, me another, be another. I'll never change the day I die. Y'all just shut up. I'm going to sing what we want to. Hi, honey. How you doing? Yeah, it's a good-looking coon dog you got there. We'll do that for Charlie Collins. He's like, he's one of them walker dogs.
Hey, Joe, man.
That looks like a mutt to me. Said we had a request to do old Pete. Let's do old Pete. Best coon dog I ever had for everybody out there. Okay, get it off there, Larry. Boys, get skillet, flour, and grease. We gonna have a big coon. Tennessee Dan, run, Pete, run, girl, you got your gun. Listen to what I say. Run, Pete, run, girl, you got your gun. It's the best you know, Tennessee Dan. Tennessee can't hold old Pete alive. He'll run that coon all day and night. He's half black and one half corner. I say the best coon dog in the state of Tennessee today. Run, Pete, run, man, you got your gun. Listen to what I say. Run, Pete, run, man, you got your gun. It's the best coon dog in the state of Tennessee today. Thank you.
get your dog and load him in the truck. It's Pappy Junior coming to you out there. Well, that tailgate down, Pete, from what I say, the best dog in the state of Tennessee today. Run, Pete, run, man, you got your gun. Listen to what I say. Run, Pete, run, man, you got your gun. It's the best dog in the state of Tennessee. You like that? Listen. Do what? Somebody ordered Stonewall and Steel Bars. That's one me and Ralph done together, and he's not here. What? Come on, Steel Bars. That man ain't got no good years, has he? Next year, James Monroe done asked me, was I going to be here at the first festival that he opened up next year? And I said, well, if you want me here, James, I'll be here. What do y'all think? Yeah. Will y'all be back? Yeah. Bring somebody with you? Yeah. Okay. I tell you what do you think we should sing? Did we sing It Takes, we done sung It Takes One? There's that girl, some girl, Wildwood Flower. Come over here where I can see you. What'd you say, what now? Be quiet, boys. Look at David. He's married, but not in this state. Your boss, or you already married? Well, I'm proud you told, because I didn't want his teeth hurt. You look awful good. Does your husband look that good? Now get him out here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Give her a nice hand, would you? I think she's up there and got my autograph. Now, autograph put her name on her. She must come back up for a second. She told me to put my husband on there so she won't. We wouldn't get hurt. You know, down home at these shopping centers at the mall, and a guy just told me over there today, and I was talking to him, two old women was down there at Nashville shopping in one of these malls, and they shopped and shopped. You know how these women like to shop. I don't like to shop for nothing unless I need it. Amen. But, I shut up. But anyway, wait, you'll like this, sir. These two women was shopping in the mall, and one said, I'm a little bit tired. I think we need to go and sit down on the bench and rest a little while. So they went and sat down. After a while, the other one looked at the other one after sat there for a while and said, I tell you what, says, we're going to have to walk around. Said, my back end's got quite, I think it went to sleep on me just a little bit. The other one said, I thought I heard it snoring a while ago. Oh, James will help me back after that. Hush up laughing there, you know. A guy, Larry's daddy, rode up here with me and told me that. I thought y'all would like to hear it. Larry, George Wallace, he's a retarded game warden. I hate to talk about them game warden. Mr. Collins knows what I'm talking about, shooting a coon out of season. It's heck, they'll catch you. Let's see, what should we say? I believe you all want Tennessee real bad. Oh, it's good to see everybody's happy. George, I'm glad I told you a joke. It went over pretty big. They'll be back next year and I'll have a new one if you come up and see us. It's New Tennessee, buddy. To hear us sing a gospel song. Wouldn't too many of you. Would you really like to hear us sing one? Okay. I want to do this song especially for James Monroe. Like I said, I don't want to mention it too much, but such a good friend we've been all of our life, and I hope it'd be the rest of our life. We'll be friends and work together. And here's one that his dad has told me many times. Jimmy, I really love to where you sing this song. And he told me in person, which I couldn't do it. But he said, when there's a funeral, I'd like for you to sing this for me. And that was his dad, Bill Monroe. And I want you to know, I'd like to. But there's no way that I could sing and look down at Bill Monroe, a man that I love so much and has traveled with me, always had good words, and people said that Bill's hard to get along with. Not with Jimmy Martin, he wouldn't. One guy hollered bullshit. I'm sorry to tell you, son, it's best you just get out of here, because I ain't going to listen to that. Bill Monroe was a dear friend. He was not hard to get along with. Everybody says that I am, but I want you to know this. I hope I'm not talking too much, but he wanted his music played good. And I've done my very best to sing and play and make his music sound good. He had lots of people that didn't care about it. That's what Bill Monroe didn't like. He wanted his music good. And these boys knows that people have said, how you work for Jimmy Martin. Am I right? But how long you been with me? How long you been with me, David? No hard feelings and words at all. Just wanted you to play music good. If you done wrong, I told you about it. So that's what we think about Bill Monroe. And here's what he asked me to Said, I always loved the way you sang it, Jimmy. If you do, y'all listen at it. One called Lord, I'm Coming Home. Sing that tonight with heart feeling for Bill Monroe. It's not here, but James is his son. We love all of you. Thank God that we can all have a still of bluegrass festival, okay? Right now it comes time to get the little girl that I want you all to help, and I'm going to try to help her anywhere that Jimmy Martin is. Wherever it is, she can sing with me. Bless her little heart and little pretty thing. She loves bluegrass and country music. I know all you people that's listening to my voice is going to help her. I know you will. If you've got a good country music heart and bluegrass, you will help her. My little friend, Jolene Foster. Give her a nice hand. Come on out, Jolene. Look at that little smile on her. Ain't she beautiful? Just look at her. Give her a nice hand. Can't hear you.
Thank you.
Jolene?
Yes, sir.
They bought a lot of your tapes and albums, didn't they, honey?
Yes, sir, and I appreciate it very much.
And you autographed every one of them, didn't you?
Well, the ones that wanted me to, yes, sir, I sure did.
You heard that, didn't you? She's a little blind girl, but you autographed them, didn't you, honey?
Yes, sir, I worked hard and tried to anyway. Thank you.
You're going to make it, honey. I know you will, because everybody loves you.
Well, thank you, and I love everybody. everybody too.
I love you myself.
And I love you too.
Thank you. Now, what is you going to sing from one of your albums that they bought? Now, what I'm saying, it's going to be new. You're going to do one of your gospel songs, ain't you? That?
Yes, sir.
What's the name of it?
Well, we'll do a song that that you and Paul Williams wrote called Give Me Your Hand.
You're my brother, so give me your hand. What key is that in, honey?
G.
Who kicks that off? Larry?
Yes, sir.
He can kick it off. Kick it off, Larry. What, G?
G.
Okay.
Together we stand. We may not have the same rank or title, but we're soldiers, so give me your hand. Oh, I care not what church you belong to, just as long as for God you may stand. If your heart today is my heart, you're my brother, so give me your hand.
Year when we open it, I said, yeah. You want Jolene to come back? Yeah. And he's going to put your picture on a poster that you're going to be here with us next year, Jolene.
That would be wonderful.
Wouldn't it? Would y'all like to see her back? Will you tell everybody at James Monroe's Festival what this little blind girl sings? Look how pretty she was. Boy, I wish I was young in your age. You'd never get out of here, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm glad I'm not as old as you are, though.
Well, I can't say that because I'm already my age. That's good. Give her a big hand.
Thank you.
What is you going to sing again for him, honey? Out of your gospel album. Oh. And I know that we're going to be up there. We ain't got nowhere to go back to Nashville. We're going to stay up there as long as you folks want to stay with us. And Mr. Collins is over here and says he's got the best coon dog he's ever had. And if he ever lets anybody have him, he's going to let me. And he's going to hunt with me this year, and I'm going to beg him out of him. Because if he's got... only way I'll hunt with a guy, if he's got something that'll beat my dogs, then I want to trade him my Sarston and pay him a few $1,000 and get the best and put him back with me. What is you going to sing from your gospel album again, honey?
From my gospel album again? Since so many people...
Now, what's the title of it?
It's called Jesus Hold My Hand.
What key is that in?
B.
Oh, wait. That's a key men Bill Monroe likes to sing in that B. Way up there high.
Well, this ain't
I like
too
to get high, but not that high.
Well, this isn't too high. There you go.
There. One says I'm flat. One says I'm sharp. And one says I'm sharp, he's hearing flat, ain't he? That little blind girl, she hears everything you say. You don't have to explain it to her. Right, Jolene? Now, who kicks that off? What's the name of it?
It's called Jesus Hold My Hand.
Who knows it? No, wait. Can anybody kick off Jesus Hold My Hand? Vernon Dirk said dobro and laid it on him. He can't. Can Jesus hold my hand? Can you, Larry? Okay, kick it off him.
I'm going to do this song for my parents right here.
Is that too fast, Jolene?
It's fine.
Give Larry a big hand. He ain't afraid of it, is he?
As I travel to this pilgrim land, there's a friend who walks with me.
Come on!
He me second to Larry! Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee.
You like that or not? You this. I was talking to James Monroe, and like I said, we're going to be back here and help him open his park next year. I think that's the opening day, and she's going to be here with us. Do you think you'll tell everybody to come see this little blind girl sing? Yeah. Will y'all do that? Yeah. Let's share it then. Yeah. And James will have you back. Well, we're going to have you back anyhow, but maybe he'll give you extra dollar or two to come back with us, right? Look at that little smile on her face. That'd help, wouldn't it, Jolene?
Yes, sir. Any little bit helps.
I'm going to write a song. I've tried to talk to some songwriters, and I want to write a song, and you just said it. Say it again.
Any little bit helps.
You know what the song's going to be? Every little bit added to what you got makes just a little bit more. That would be a good song, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
How about you all out there working? Every little bit added to what you got makes this a little bit more.
Right.
I can get somebody to help me write it.
Do it now.
Huh?
Do it now.
Look at somebody. Do it now. Hell, I've got to sing up
here.
Ain't
got it together yet.
Listen to the little blind girl say we ain't got it together. Now, what you got to say, sir? I can't read. It's too close to paper. For me, I didn't get but about a fourth grade education when I went to school, and I'm not a good reader. I see he's reached it to David. Is it wrote too close to paper for you? What's it got to say? Get up there, don't sit.
He wants you to do the Ballad of Jed Clampett. There was another one in the smash, yes.
Oh. James Monroe, they want me to do the ballad with James Clampett. You know what I'm saying? I've heard old Lester Flatt do it so much. On TV, I've watched him and Earl, and I thought they was the greatest thing. I thought Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and Cedric Rainwater and Bill Monroe was the greatest thing that ever was to bluegrass music when I was about so high. And you buy the album up there of us at the Ryman, you'll hear me talking about that. And they took the greatest style to Bill Monroe that ever was, and when they left, they took it away from him. Then I went down there and tried to help him, and everybody says that they like mine Bill singing better than Lester's. But that's saying an awful lot, but I love Lester Flatt singing with Bill Monroe as good as anybody you ever heard. But I cannot sing the Jed, no. But I can do this for you. Well, it looks like all the time we got left. Friends and neighbors, that looks like all the time we got for the great Marvel White Show. Be sure you shop right at your groceries when you go down at the store. Shop right and get you a good bag of that good Martha White. Goodness gracious, it's good. That's the best I could do. Got one more song. We got one more song. No, we got one more song. And I hope It's not as long as it's been till I'll be coming back and singing to you folks at Bean Blossom. But I'm going to make a Jimmy Swaggart and all Roberts altar call right now. I'm going to see how many of you folks out there will get up and get as closest to the stage as you can. I done this at the Ryman, and there was 200 or 300 people that came up there, right? See how many folks will get up, girls who you are, men, come right down in front of the stage and stand here and sing, will the circle be unbroken? As long as we come to Bean Blossom and do bluegrass music, let me tell you, it will never be broken. See how many will come up down here. Enjoy, and if you can't sing, just slap your hands and come down, back or front. See how many will sing Will a Circle with Jimmy Martin right here tonight. It ain't costing you nothing. Don't be ashamed, just not be afraid. If you ever belong to a church, you're going to get to hear a church singing boy right now. And I want you to know what to say about Jimmy Martin, that I'm a Christian and always have been. Never done anybody wrong. I like to do something to help somebody. And I want Bill Monroe and James Monroe Bluegrass Festival to be the greatest bluegrass festival in the United States of America. Get up and come down here and prove it to me that you'll do that. And we'll do it every time we have a bluegrass festival. It don't hurt you to come up and sing. It ain't going to cost you no money. We're not asking you to give. Just sing Will a Circle and be happy at James Monroe's festival. And this will be the last song we're going to say. We hope to see you next year, if not where, somewhere on down the line. And I hope it's with James Monroe, because I love him better than anybody in the world. He's great. So let's sing Will a Circle Be Unbroken. Everybody get up and come on down and join us. Everybody get up now. I was standing by my window on a cold, on a cloudy day when I saw a bird first come running for to carry my mother away. Will a circle be unbroken? Everybody come. There's a bear on the way in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Everybody happy? What? Lord, I told the undertaker, Undertaker, please drive slow. What a body you are holding, what a pain to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Went back home, on the blossom, looked for mother, she was gone. The brother, sister crying, what a home, so sad and long. Will the circle be unbroken, by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bear, I'm waiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Hallelujah. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storms cloud. They tell me of a land far away. They tell me no sorrow never comes. Loving and a fun cloudy day. Oh, the of cloudless day. Of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a long and old storm cloud ride. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Well, they tell me he smiles on his children. His smiles wipe the tears away. They tell me no sorrow never comes. And that loving land of unclouded air. Oh, the land of cloudless day.
We're gonna do the whole show for your daddy. He told me that joke I told a while ago, didn't he? You know, I hate to do for a game warden shooting a coon out of season. Mr. Collins knows all about that. Sang one woman, man, I'm going to steal. Is anybody following us? Well, can we do two more songs?
Yeah!
Okay. Some... don't look so bad there. It didn't want to hurt you. Is that your husband? Well, I'm proud I asked. He's a tough-looking guy. But this girl come up here and said, remember, Jimmy, you promised me dew in the pines. Me and Bill Monroe did that. And I ain't heard nobody do it any better. I think he's got an album out. But now, I tell you what, I was going to sing One Mormon Man, but Lou will just sing both of them. Let's sing a little bit in the pines. You've never sung it with me, have you? Can you do the yodel and all of it, you and Larry? Let's do a little bit in the pines. Who kicks that off? You, Vernon? Let's do a little bit in the pines. E.
Thank you.
In the pine, in the pines where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows. Ooh, 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 little girl, little girl, what have I that makes you treat me so? You've called me to weep, you've called me to mourn, you've called me to leave my home. In the pine, in the pine, hey, Mr. Wallace, you better slap. Better slap your banjo player, he's half doing it. Just come on out here and beat it like that. Boy, I tell you what, get over. You talk, you going to have it with me and your daddy when he's trying to sing that baritone on there. We're going to feature David on his mighty kickoff. And then we're going to get off the stage. Down in Louisiana Hayride, Johnny Horton made a hit on this. Then I put it in the album. Then George Jones came out with it, made a hit. So if you'll kick us off, David, we'll let them hear it. Somebody was asking for it. He's close enough. He... Well, if you told me that you love me, I'd feel so proud. Let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. Oh, am I loving another? Now won't you let me, baby, cause you're gonna hang around. I always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. Oh, never love another if I can. Come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Thank you. Well, I climbed the highest mountain if it reached to the sky. And to prove that I love you, well, I'd jump off and fly. I'd even swim the ocean from shore to shore. Just to prove that I love you just a little bit more. Now, won't you let me, baby, come on and hang around? I always love you, honey, I'll never let you down. Love another, even if I can. Come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Well, if you told me that you love me, I'd feel so proud. Let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. Baby, I'm a one-woman man. Won't you let the baby come hang around? I'll love you, honey, I'll never let you down. Oh, I'll never love another if I can. Come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Jimmy Martin, the king of bluegrass music. Give him a big hand, Jimmy Martin. Be sure to go up there to his record table and check out some of this material he's got out there. And be sure to take some of that home with you. All right, we're going to start the music back up tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Be sure to come out.